Radio Waterloo spoke with the candidates for the Waterloo riding as the 2025 Ontario provincial election scheduled for February 27th draws closer. We'll be releasing a series of four pieces, each highlighting our interview with one of the candidates. We've included the Ontario Liberal, NDP, Green, and New Blue parties. The Ontario Progressive Conservative Party did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Today's piece features the Green Party of Ontario candidate for the Waterloo riding, Shafaza Ismail. Ismail has a background in bioresource and chemical engineering, as well as socio-ecological sustainability. She manages the Low Carbon Readiness Program at Mohawk College, where she helps small and medium-sized businesses become more sustainable. What are you seeing as the main issues for our riding for Waterloo?
Over the past few years, housing has become a bigger concern than it has been in the past. And so has intercity public transit and access to healthcare.
What's your plan for these issues?
But my first approach really is to better understand the needs of the constituents within Waterloo riding, which is why I go out canvassing and talking to people. And when I look at these problems, there's easy to fix problems, and then there's not so easy to fix problems because of various factors that play into it. So, for example, with housing, the easy to fix problem would be to increase the supply of housing by providing funding from the provincial government, so that we're not reliant on market-based approaches for housing and private companies to develop the housing. So I would put forward a proposal to allocate budget towards housing projects, so that we are making sure the government is responsible for increasing housing supply. So that's one of the main things that I would do.
Ismail also spoke about the need for more transit options between major cities, such as between Waterloo and Toronto, and not just during weekday rush hour traffic. She said first, she would work to get the data that demonstrates there is ridership demand for these services and reallocate funding that is currently going toward building more highways to increasing intercity transit. She also spoke about increasing funding for healthcare to ensure first that current hospitals and current workers are well supported, then funding to increase services and equipment. Why has this election been called? What's your take on it?
The current majority government has put forward a lot of policies in place that people are not happy with, but they want to continue and retain their majority. Especially given that at the federal level, there is quite a bit of uncertainty going on. And from what I've heard of Ontario politics, when the federal level is liberal, then Ontarians tend to vote more conservative. But when the federal level switches over to conservative, then the Ontarians tend to switch towards either liberal or NDP, most likely liberal. And so there is a very real fear here that there will be a government change provincially if there is a government change federally. So to get ahead of that, the majority government wants to secure their position for another 4 years. And they're using the elections in the South with Trump's election as their reasoning, when really the rumors started before the U.S. elections even happened.
What do you see as, you know, some of the threats of these tariffs, like these tariff threats / realities? What could they mean for, what do you think they could mean for our community here in Waterloo?
So we're not close to the border, but a lot of businesses do trade in parts, in merchandise, that will all get what will all be subject to this higher tariff, and it's going to affect their ability to price things at a way that people can actually afford.
The Ontario Greens, what is their stance on you know the response to these tariffs?
We have always, through our green platform, shown a light on the resources that we have here in Ontario. Like, we're protecting our farmland instead of letting farmers lose their land for big developments, right? Protecting our farmland so that we can continue to feed our communities without having to rely on imports, not just from the U.S., from everywhere else. So the Green Party platform on this is to uphold the resources that we have here and build better connection within the communities that we have here, and decrease our reliance on external factors.
Is there anything I have not asked you that you think is important to mention?
But one of the things I just mentioned right now was protecting our farmland. And that's been a really big concern in Waterloo Region, where Waterloo Region had a master plan about how land was going to be allocated, where developments were going to take place. And this is a democratized process because people are asked to contribute their thoughts as this master plan is being created, and then also as developments are being proposed. And then to suddenly have an expropriation of land that was dedicated to farmland, should be dedicated to farmland, was such a hit to this region. There needs to be better transparency if we're going to uphold the principles of democracy, where people have already talked and given their thoughts, and there has been a strong sentiment of holding the line, making sure that farmland is protected so we can protect not just the food supply, but also our water supply.
Ismail also spoke about the importance of not giving up hope and to remember that Canadians have a lot of strength in their communities to weather a tariff storm. To learn more about the Green Party of Ontario candidate for the Waterloo riding, Shafaza Ismail, visit gpo.ca/candidate/Shafaza-Ismail/. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.